Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I shared some stories last time that showed how important it is to make a clear decision and then stick with that decision versus making a wishy-washy decision and then changing your mind repeatedly. And I promised to tie this back to weather forecasting, but first one more story. I participated in a marine safety class for commercial fishing about 5 years ago. The instructor was Bev Knoll, who operated a crab fishing boat out of Crescent City with her husband for many years. Bev ran the crab block, which is the most physically demanding position on a crab boat, in spite of her being all of 90 pounds, so she had some serious credibility in my book. Throughout the class, Bev repeated something that stuck with me. She said, "When faced with a crisis, think about what you're going to do and then do it. Don't make half a decision and then change your mind and make a doggy turn. No doggy turns," she would say. And that phrase is great in my mind because I can imagine an excited dog making a 180-degree turn as it changes its mind. So now, when I'm in a crisis situation and I find myself about to reverse a recent decision or make a doggy turn, I catch myself and I take a moment to think through the decision so I can make it once and stick with it. Now, here's how this applies to weather forecasting. If you look at a forecast on, say, a Wednesday morning for an upcoming weekend storm, and then you look back at the forecast later, say in Wednesday afternoon, and it seems to say something completely different than the forecast you saw earlier in the day, and then the next morning on Thursday, the forecast flip-flops back to what it was saying on Wednesday morning, well, then our internal systems that provide your forecast essentially did a doggy turn. And I apologize for that. We do work hard to not flip-flop the forecast, but there's a lot working against us. Every 8 hours, we get a new team of people working on the forecast, and every 12 hours, we have all new computer forecast information. And if that new computer forecast information is telling a totally different story, then it's really easy for our forecasters to doubt their previous decision regarding the forecast and therefore decide to completely change the forecast. And then, of course, even without different information, there is the subjective opinion of different people looking at the computer forecast information on each shift. So it's tough. And of course, there is a fine line between improving the forecast over time as new information becomes available and making doggy turn flip-flops in the forecast. And until recently, it just took good old-fashioned discipline to find the right balance. But recent improvements in our computer models use probabilistic information to smooth out what our forecasters see over time. So these days, if you notice that we're not flip-flopping the forecast as much as we used to, some of the credit is due to improved technology. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.